material here is the grain handling equipment. These are all American oak beams. They're spectacular. And then through here, I'll just so you can see. So this is a block of, the first block of nine silos is this one, and here's the spacings, all hand stacked, all imported from America.
For well over 100 years, the Tremaine Flour Mill was at the very heart of the Bathurst community in the central west of New South Wales. The grain silos towered over the city's skyline. Generations of families worked there, and the Tremaine family were loved by all. But in 1980, everything changed. The mill closed down, and since then there's been a lot of talk about what to do with the historic site. Hello, I'm Kaya Handley. Over the years, the mill's been used for a whole range of purposes, from shops to preschools, artist studios, and even a boxing gym. And now it's got a new owner. Stephen Birrell and his wife bought the Tremaine Mill a couple of months ago.
Just come through here.
Yep.
We bought it because we had sold the business in Sydney, and we were looking to focus more locally, and the mill came up for sale, and a number of my friends were involved with the historical society in town, and they were very concerned that it was going to go to a developer and there were going to be, you know, problems with pulling down the building and whatever. So we said, well, we'll give it a go. So I met with council, and they said they don't want it to be destroyed and they'd like to work with somebody who would look to preserve it. So we took the chance and we bought it. And what we've got in here is another set of these 16 30-ton timber silos, and you can see them there.
Wow.
The much smaller ones, but again, all made of Oregon, and fantastic. And again,
since taking control, Stephen has immersed himself in the history of the Tremaine family and the old mill site. I've joined him on a tour deep in the bowels of old silo buildings.
These two pieces of equipment are very old. That's an old roller mill from the late 1800s, early 1900s. We haven't been able to date it yet. These guys still use it for cracking grain, for horse feed, stock feed. This over here is called, lovely bit of machinery. We've got another one of those out there. It's called a dreadnought grinder, and it's used for just cracking the grain, and that's all it does. Again, all of this, you see that they don't clean it very often, but it has a certain charm.
Yeah.
But all of these pulleys, this is what the steam engine used to run all of this. There's a shaft all the way under here. It runs all the way through from the motor room that used to run all the equipment in the mill and also all the grain handling equipment. It's right on 2 acres of in the old money. What's that, about 8,000 square metres? And it has a number of disparate buildings around the area, and we have 3 street frontages. Yes, it's quite a sight.
So what's the history of this mill that you know?
Well, that's what's been consuming me for a while. The mill was originally built in 1854. The building that we're standing in today was built, we believe, somewhere around 1878. And it has been a working mill in the same family for more than 150 years until it closed its doors in 1980.
And then after that, it just sat empty?
After that, no. It's always had, I think it's just been storage space for some people. There's always been a produce merchant here. And then various other tenants, as you've seen around the place. It's always been kind of used, but once the mill closed, it never produced any flour again.
Did you expect when you bought this mill that the history would engulf so much of your interest and your life?
No. The buildings themselves are interesting, coming from 1854, but the consuming, thing that I've been doing the research is on the family. They were marvellous people. They were what we term them early adopters. Whenever new technology came into the milling game, they used it. They implemented it here. And people who work with Jack Tremaine say he was one of the best millers in the country. It's an amazing family. There's some amazing stories. Yeah, we've been able to talk directly with some of the family members and a number of the older workers who've been here. Some of these people work for this company for more than 50 years. So, fascinating family, fascinating history on the people who worked here, and that's what seems to be consuming me at the moment.
As you've approached these former workers, or they've heard that you've wanted to hear from them and they've approached you, how has that changed how you feel about this site and what you want to do moving forward?
Oh, I think it's galvanised the thought that this was a family business. I mean, whole families worked here, and everybody that I talk to has a real affection for the place. It's been closed for 30-odd years, 35 years, but people who worked here still have wonderful memories of the place, wonderful memories of the people they worked with and for. So I'm really quite fascinated. I guess it's part of the times of the 1960s, 70s, 80s, that everyone, once you got a job, you kept it. But it was such an important part of Bathurst. It was a big employer. I mean, we're talking about the mill here, but they also had bakeries up the road. They had bakeries in the Blue Mountains. They had bakeries further west of here in Orange. They spread their tentacles far and wide. So they had quite a reach, and there are people who've had an impact with this business, some sort of contact with it, spread all over New South Wales.
Now, as I said, everything ran off a single steam engine right up until 1950, when they changed it to an electric motor.
We turn to the physical heritage of this site. Is the aim to try to keep some of that for the future generations as well?
Yes. The streetscape, that is the look and feel of the important buildings, which are the silos, of course, and the mill itself, they'll stay. They won't change. But, of course, there's a commercial aspect to everything. So some of where the buildings are of no significance, you know, they may be replaced. Hopefully we'll have a mixed use, so that there's some residential, some commercial, some possibly retail. But right now we have architects working on the Heritage Conservation Plan, which is the first step to understanding what buildings have significance and what don't. And then from there we can develop the master plan and determine what we can do next. These are little elevators. So you can see that it obviously goes round like that. But that they've got little buckets on them, and they took the grain up and dumped it into sluices that dropped it into these things. So it's quite a complex way that all of this worked.